I swear, people in this state who are 60, 70, 80 years old, half of them have danced at the Guard Spot Pavilion, whether they live 300 miles away or 30 miles away.
From Wyoming Public Media, this is The Modern West. I'm Micah Schweitzer. On this month's episode, we'll travel down memory lane to the Garden Spot Pavilion, which used to sit on the grounds of the historic Elk Mountain Hotel in Elk Mountain, Wyoming.
My name is Susan Havers. I am the innkeeper at the historic Elk Mountain Hotel, and I have been in Wyoming. My husband and I have run this hotel since January of 2007. But the hotel itself dates from 1905, when it was built by Mr. and Mrs. Evans on the site of an earlier building that was that supplied people on the Overland Trail with provisions and, it seems, a saloon and some liquor. This was prior to the bridge, the old iron bridge, which is still here at the moment, and that was put in 1923. But before that, anybody who came down the Overland Trail would have had to ford the river at the crossing, which is what the town of Elk Mountain was called before it was incorporated. And then when this hotel was built in 1905, they called it the Grand View Hotel in Elk Mountain. What I do not know is when it changed from being the Grand View to the Elk Mountain Hotel. And we now call it the Historic Elk Mountain Hotel, just to put it into context. And it is the hotel itself is on the National Historic Register, and that was put on the register in the mid-80s. The Garden Spot Pavilion, which was built, I believe, in the 1930s, was a big barn-like structure with a stage and could hold up to about 350 people. And the Evans family owned it until about 1947. And it was frequented by railroad workers, ranchers, and miners, because there was a lot of coal mining around here at the time. So it was quite a busy crossroads. Then in 1947, the hotel was sold to Mr. Mark Jackson and the Jackson family. And Mr. Mark Jackson had his own band. He was a Wyoming man, and it was called Mark Jackson and the Cowboys. And at that time, after the war, the Second World War, the record companies were beginning to make their presence felt. And so a lot of bands were touring around the country. And there were so many acts traveling around that the large centers would only allow the bands to play maybe two or three nights. And then they would change it over just to make sure there was enough money floating around to pay for the next band to come into town. Consequently, all over the country, there were some very small venues, such as the historic Elk Mountain Hotel, where bands or acts would spend some time in between their big gigs. And Mr. Mark Jackson, obviously being in the music business himself, was able to persuade some of them that this might be a good place to come. And I know that people like Hank Thompson, Lawrence Welk came a lot of times, and Louis Armstrong was here at least twice. I have heard a few stories from older people who were here at the time that a good time was had by all. And certainly Louis Armstrong, who was a big name even in his day, managed to get a gate of about 750, or certainly over 700 tickets were sold. Where they put everybody, I'm not sure. But unfortunately, the Garden Spot Pavilion fell into disrepair, and it was not able to be saved. Although it is on the National Historic Register, the only thing that is really left are the photographs that belong to the Baileys, who were managers of the hotel at the time, and some stories. And hopefully, we can gather some of those stories from people.
I'm Dorothy Evans Wales. My dad was a young man. Well, he was just a kid when they built. My grandparents were John and Mary Ann Evans, and they were the ones who built the hotel, or had it built. And one of the things I really remember is that during the summer, when I was a little girl, a lot of people came from a place called Texarkana, down in Texas, and they would come and spend 2 weeks at the hotel, bring their families, and be there for 2 weeks. Now, I particularly remember a doctor, because his name was Dr. Smiley, and I remember playing with his kids, which were about the same age as I was, and that was when I was a little girl. And see what I remember that after my dad built the dance hall, and you've heard of the dance hall with the bouncing floor. Anyway, he and his brothers built that, but it was a kind of an open air sort of dance hall. There was one big room that was had tables, and they sold sandwiches and stuff, but didn't have windows in the dance hall. They were screened windows with shutters that we closed in the wintertime. And in the wintertime, at the hotel, they would push all the tables into the entryway on one end of the hotel, and we had a dance every other Saturday night or whatever. And they danced in the dining room at the hotel.
The dances held in the Garden Spot Pavilion were accompanied by different musical acts. Some of the most noteworthy performers included Tommy Dorsey, Gene Krupa, Les Brown, Lawrence Welk, and Louis Armstrong. These performances live on through the historic Elk Mountain Hotel.
There are posters for a number of people. They've all been framed, and the writing would have been for Mrs. Bailey, who was the manageress at the time, and she would have written all on it exactly who was playing and when. And it seems that ladies have are less expensive to go out and take out than men. For instance, we have here Russ Morgan, who is at the Garden Spot Pavilion in Elk Mountain on Sunday, May the 18th. Ladies, $2. Gents, $3. And I think that was obviously pretty standard back in the time. And obviously it depended on who you were, because Mr. Rocky Starr, who's facing Russ Morgan, he only generated $1 a person on August the 15th. There is a gentleman called R.V. Bailey, who was a teenager at the time. His parents managed the hotel, and he was here when all of these things were going on.
Well, with the Elk Mountain Hotel, first of all, I was living in Hanna, and going to Elk Mountain to the dance hall out there was one of the best recreation activities we had. So we'd often go to the Saturday night dance. Music was provided by a guy by the name of Mark Jackson and his six-piece band. And we would go out. Admission was very cheap. I think it was about 25 cents to get into the dance. But anyway, and then so as time went on, the Mark Jackson found a way to contact these bands, the nationally known bands, traveling through on Highway 30 through Hanna, which was 15 miles north of Elk Mountain. So through their agents, he would contact him and actually have them stop at what was called Garden Spot Pavilion. We just called it the dance hall. But surprisingly enough, he scheduled a couple of those to try it out. And the crowds that would turn out were amazing because there was no TV back in those days. We're talking about the early 1950s. And so if somebody like Lawrence Welk or Louis Armstrong or Harry James or Hank Thompson were going to show up, it was a big deal in southern Wyoming. So we'd have people come to Elk Mountain from distant places, Cheyenne, Rollins, even Casper, which is in central Wyoming. And it's not a huge dance hall, but, you know, it was a good place to congregate, and people were very happy to go and drive that distance and pay. Of course, it wasn't 25 cents when the big bands were there. I don't recall what the fees were, but I imagine it was probably $20 or something, which is pretty big money back in those days.
Along with the traveling acts, another attraction at the Garden Spot Pavilion was the bouncy floor. R.V. Bailey has his own memories of the unique floor.
That floor was pretty amazing. The story was that when they built the dance hall, they had installed boxcar springs, like from railroad cars, under the floor, so the floor would flex and go up and down. And the floor did indeed go up and down. I would say in the middle of the floor, it would probably go up and down 3 or 4 inches. And so when you're out there dancing, you pretty well had to keep time with the music, or, you know, it was hard to get along. A student who had come to Hanna to visit in the summertime, he was totally deaf, couldn't hear anything. And he was a good kid, made a lot of good friends. I really liked him, but he'd find a way to get out to Elk Mountain, but of course he can't hear the music. And I knew he'd love to dance, but how do you dance when you can't hear the music? But when the band would start playing and the floor would start fluctuating up and down, he'd get up there so he got the tempo. And then he'd go ask one of the young ladies to dance, and he could do fine because he knew what the tempo was, and he could keep time with the music. So that was an interesting aspect of that flexible floor, I think.
Although lots of people thought the floor's bounce came from springs underneath it, Al Santilli says no.
I swear people in this state who are 60, 70, 80 years old, half of them have danced at the Garden Spot Pavilion, whether they live 300 miles away or 30 miles away. I'm not a dancer, but I've talked to a lot of people, and they always say two things when you say Elk Mountain. Oh, the Garden Spot. We used to have a lot of fun there, and the floor has springs on it, under it, which it doesn't have. And they also say, oh, it's so beautiful down there. And I say, have you ever been there in the winter? And that usually ends the conversation. But the locals who knew that there were not springs under that floor, and I had been told that consistently. And I saw it when it was being dismantled in the 90s, and you could see there were no springs under the floor. It was just the construction, and I'm not into constructing, so I can't explain it.
But Dorothy Wales says she knows the real story behind the construction of the floor.
basically, it was a cement floor with a center strip of cement. And then they used 20-foot-long stringers of logs that were about 8 inches in diameter, and they were cut in half. So one side was like a big slab of wood, but the other side was still round. And they put those, lined this cement foundation with those, and then laid a hardwood floor on top of it. So even as little kids, we could go in there and jump up and down and make that floor bounce.
Even though there weren't actually springs under the floor, the Garden Spot Pavilion was a hopping destination for several decades. And although the pavilion is no more, its memory lives on at the historic Elk Mountain Hotel.
The house definitely likes music. It feels very different if you get music playing in here. It's kind of like the building rocks, and it's hard to explain. By the time it got to be renovated, it was pretty dark and dismal and so on. But there are people who claim that Mary Evans haunts certain rooms upstairs. But if she's around, she's certainly a very benign ghost. She just comes and visits people, I think, and just walks around. But there are some pictures of her on the walls. And she had rather a lot of children. So there are a number of her descendants who come back on Memorial Day and spend some time revisiting. The hotel has changed considerably over the years, and I know that originally the bar was in the dining room area, but once laws were passed that you had to lock up the bar and you weren't allowed children in there, they then changed that around. And I know that it was mostly coal-fired heating in the hotel. And what is now our lobby area, there used to be a snooker table when Louis Armstrong was here, for sure, because one of the local people said that they were obviously causing a bit of a ruckus down here, and he leaned over the balcony and said, "Would you mind? I'm trying to get some sleep." But that's a local story. True or false, I can't tell you, because it's just something that was related to me. And then upstairs there were 16 rooms, and I believe about 1.5 bath, which is what it would have been at the time. And that is the way it stayed until it was closed down for renovation in the beginning of the year 2000. And then it was reopened, partially reopened, I think, midway through 2002. The grand opening was New Year 2003. And there are now 11 rooms, all with private bathroom on the second floor, and then one room that I think was previously a storage area has now been made into a 12th room, and it was taken back to the studs and renovated completely. The level of renovation is very elegant. The gentleman who had it done, Mr. Peter Theriot, had an eye for detail, and his commitment to quality is something that we can all enjoy today.
The sun is shining, oh happy day, no more troubles and no skies of gray.
And that's it for this edition of The Modern West. You can catch our next episode on the third Tuesday of the month. In the meantime, there's lots more to discover at our website, themodernwest.org. Jamie Hampton produced the show. Anna Rader is our web editor. The theme music is by Jeff Troxell, and I'm Micah Schweitzer. The Modern West is a production of Wyoming Public Media.